Hello, beautiful people. You're welcome to another episode of Victoria Speaks. You're welcome. Welcome. Last week we talked about Jesus revealed, Jesus glorified, and I'm here to talk about having faith in God. Okay. So if you're doing the fast, congratulations. And if you've not, I hope you join us. All right. Okay. So Hebrews 11 says, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Why am I reading this verse and why are we talking about this today? Because the period of fasting is a period of warfare, and we can see that in the life of Jesus Christ. While he finished his fast, the devil was waiting for him through the fast to tempt him. And from experience in my life and with others, with preachers and people, when they talk about fasting, is a time of spiritual warfare. Because one, it doesn't make sense. You really don't understand what you're doing. You're not sure, is this gonna work? Am I wasting my time? Is this am I even doing it properly? Am I doing it correctly? All of that. And the devil tries to tell you that you're wasting your time doing this thing. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. You think God needs you to stop before he hears you? And stuff like that. First of all, I would like to mention that we are not fasting for God to hear us, basically. Of course, God can hear you without fasting. What fast does is that it sharpens your spiritual senses. And fasting is powerful, not just in this Christian kingdom, in other religion as well, they practice it. The Hindu, the Muslims, the Buddhists, they fast as well. It's a universal thing, as if, because it is powerful. When you push away food and you're like, I'm gonna just stay away from food for the purpose of listening to God, okay, of connecting spiritually, it is powerful. Because then what you're saying is, I don't really care about this realm, this physical realm, I'm tapping into something superior. I'm saying man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what you're doing. So you're not fasting to gain favor from God. You're not fasting to be right with God, to make him love you. He loves you anyway. The caveat to that is that when you are doing this fast, although you're not doing it for God to love you or to be in good books with God, you have to believe that he honors what you're doing, that he's seen you and he will reward you. Because God supports fasting. He supports fasting. We can see in the book of Esther how the children of Israel fasted for 3 days and God delivered them from the hands of the enemy, from Haman, and God favored them and Mordecai was lifted. So fasting works. It works. It's a principle that works. You may not see the immediate benefit, but you have to believe that it works. And this is why, one of the reasons I'm doing this is because you might have heard a lot of people talk about fasting this way. They're like, when they were fasting, they had this dream, they had a vision, an angel appeared to them, God spoke to them, and all of that. And you may not be having all of these supernatural experiences or encounters, and you might be feeling that maybe I'm not doing it correctly. Maybe God is not hearing me. He's hearing other people. He's listening to other people. Mine is not acceptable. I would say that you do not think that way, because people God deals with people differently, deal with people differently. We all have our different dealings. So some people might be having all these supernatural encounters, the dreams and all the angels appearing and all of that. And that is for them, okay? It does not mean, it's not a criteria. There is nowhere in the Bible that says if you're fasting, an angel must appear to you. You must have this dream and that dream. It doesn't really say that. However, in the book of Daniel, we can see that when Daniel fasted, he had an encounter with an angel. He got vision download and all of that. If you want that, you can pray for that. If you really want that, and if God thinks you need that, it's gonna. But do not miss all the other ways it's answering your prayers. Don't miss those things because you're waiting on a dream or a vision or an angelic encounter or Jesus himself to appear to you in a dream. Keep your head in the word, keep reading the word, and keep praying and have faith. One more thing, another point is that you have faith in God, not in your fasting. All right, you're praying to God, you're fasting. It's like when you have a microphone. If you can't speak, the microphone is useless. Okay, there's nothing to amplify, and if there is no audience or if there is no speaker, actually, also there it's useless. Basically, the microphone is useless. So you see fasting as a microphone. Without God, it's useless. Without God, it's useless. If you're not fasting with your faith in God, it's useless. And if you don't have faith, yeah, doing this, it is useless. And I understand that sometimes it's not your fault you don't have faith, you know. You've just been through so much. Maybe you've prayed so much about a particular situation. And then that is why we have God. Bible says that we do not have an high priest that is not familiar with our infirmity. If he's been here before, he knows how we feel. So you can be honest with him and tell him, Lord, I'm in this fast, but I do not have faith. Help my faith. We've seen people in the Bible pray and they told God, help my faith. He will not turn you down. Just be honest and say, he knows already. That's the thing about honesty with God, because he knows what's going on already. It's just you now coming forth and humbling yourself, being humble before him, telling him, I do not have faith, help my faith. So that's why I'm here, to talk to you about this. And next week I'll talk to you about the power in believing in Jesus Christ, the believer's reality. Because if you do not understand your reality in Jesus, you don't understand who you are, well, you will live like any other person. And that's not right. That's not scripture, because the Bible says that he will put a difference between those that serve him and those that do not serve him. But if you do not come to the consciousness, yeah, you will be like every other person. So I'm going to talk about that next week. If you want me to talk about that, drop a comment and say yes. And that's it. All right. Have a blessed day. God be with you.